WCADV's director, Patty Seeger, says domestic violence prevention workers have become too institutionalized in their approach to helping both the victims and the perpetrators of family violence. At a special 30th anniversary conference in Madison this week, Seeger says the overarching message was that it's time to get out into the neighborhoods and schools and stop family violence before it starts.
We've gone much more to a service model, you know, units of service, how many restraining orders, how many counseling hours, and that is very important, particularly for funders. But for us as a movement, when we think what's the next push, the most gratifying part of this entire conference is really the call to action that we need to return to our grassroots.
At this week's conference, new grassroots approaches to dealing with family violence included the creation of men's groups, where participants are forced to confront the cultural values that support demeaning women and often justify violence against them. Teresa Keel runs men's groups in Dane County. She says the goal is to encourage men to become role models for others.
It's most important that they're having women ask them questions about what their reality is and listen to it and challenge them, yes, but hear their story and not just see them as part of the problem and rather part of the solution.
There is also a growing effort to involve college fraternity men in similar groups that require them to hold each other accountable for promoting a culture of violence against women. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.